Nearby, in towns and cities, frightened people huddled without light or heat in the shelter of their homes. Only in the morning stillness did they begin to emerge, gathering quietly in small groups, studying the destruction that lay before them. Those who ventured into the woods were struck to the heart by the devastation and ruin. Their magnificent forest was torn apart, its spirit spent. The song of the Sitka spruce had seemingly come to an end, and in response, the other trees were silent. A hushed sorrow filled the air.